The Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast features people from the real estate community sharing real stories about their struggles, pains, and even losses during their own real estate journey. We share these real experiences so you can learn from them and build a successful journey of your own. Now, here's your host, Cody Lewis, one of the managing partners at Vindu Capital, located in Charleston, South Carolina.
Hey everyone, I'm excited and honored to have Adam Balsinger from Three Oaks Management back with us today. Adam, how are you, sir?
Cody, I am excellent, man. Thanks so much for having me back again.
Yeah, absolutely. It was such a blast last time we had to have you back on. I think our audience really enjoyed the content. But for those that maybe did miss the last episode and don't know who you are, would you mind giving us just a quick synopsis on your background, kind of how you got to where you're at today, where you're from, and what kind of real estate y'all are investing in these days?
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to. I am originally from Philadelphia. I live in Charlotte presently. I have been a full-time real estate investor for like 7-ish or so years. I would describe myself as being an entrepreneur first and a real estate investor second. So out of college, I ran my very first business. It was a direct sales and marketing business. I was representing clients like AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, Culligan, Quill, which is an office subsidiary of Staples. And so we were, you know, knocking on doors, walking into businesses and doing cold calling, impulse, totally commission-based sales. So that was my first experience as an entrepreneur. There were some successes there. There were some bumps and bruises that I took along the way. Eventually, so I was in that business for probably 4, 5, 6 years. I moved all over the country, building teams, New York, Detroit, Chicago. Eventually left that business, got burned out after a while and kind of did some sales jobs here and there, trying to figure out what my next business venture was going to be. And Cody, the thing I loved about sales was that it was a repeatable process. You learn it once and you can, you know, you get one sale, you can get a million sales. You just have to be willing to put yourself in front of enough people and take enough no's and take it on the chin enough to get those yeses, right? And so the really cool thing to me, like I'm not a tech guy. I was never going to be the guy that came up with like the next cool website or app or whatever. That's just not my skill set. You know, I started to get an interest in real estate. At one point, I actually took my landlord out for lunch and was just like, how does this even work? Like, how did you wind up with this property? What is this all about? And that was really kind of the start of my attraction to real estate. So my very first real estate business was fix and flip. So I was fixing and flipping houses, did that for a while. That business eventually morphed itself into a wholesaling business, which I still own and operate. That business is focused in Philadelphia. So I basically run that business virtually from Charlotte. I had built up a small portfolio, about 18 doors, as I was doing fix and flips and wholesaling, came to the realization that it was not as passive as I wanted it to be. And I was not making as much money as I really thought I would, actual like take home, put in my pocket money by the end of the year, right? I still really believed in real estate as a wealth building vehicle and as a way to generate a nice revenue stream for myself, stream of income, but buying onesie twosie houses and like duplexes and triplexes was like death by a thousand cuts as far as I was concerned. It became a question of how do I do this business at scale? And that led me into multifamily syndication. I've been in the syndication game now for going on about 4 years. The first 2 years was just grinding, nose to the grindstone, you know, a lot of times felt like the wheels were just spinning and we weren't getting anywhere. First deal popped in September 2019. My team now, we are GP, general partners in 3 deals, 204 doors, about 15, 16 million assets under management. And we are currently working on 3 other deals at the same time. You know, we were doing one at once before, and now we're doing 3 at once, which is a bit of a stretch. So I'm excited to, you know, kind of go through that process, that sort of pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone, I think is really, really important, right? Mark Evans talks about this all the time, levels on levels on levels. You know, you've got to get comfortable doing one deal first. And then I would have not guessed, you know, 2 years ago that we'd be sitting here taking down three at the same time. But so in the next 3 months, we'll more than double the size of our portfolio. So we've got some really good momentum behind us now.
Well, that's fantastic. And congratulations to you all, sir. I know that's been a lot of hard work. And as you mentioned, a lot of times it is a grind, whether it's sales or real estate. I'm a firm believer in the 10,000 hour rule. And, you know, it's going to take some time and some reps and bumps and bruises and cuts and to get to where you want to be financially, whatever your goal is. It's going to take some time and you gotta go through the motions. There's no easy shortcuts for that kind of stuff. The kind of stuff in real estate and being an entrepreneur, you really have to put your nose to the grindstone and go. But I know for our audience, that's really what we're focused on is where are the missteps? Where are the hidden bruises or things that maybe gave you some consternation, kept you up at night through your journey that maybe our audience has found themselves in currently or that can look out for in the future?
Yeah, I think that, so we're actually going through a, I guess you could say an evolution or a period of growth in our business in the syndication space. You know, I think so many of us, when we first get started, there's a weird, the capital raising for a lot of people becomes something that's very difficult. And I think a lot of people actually almost put capital raising on the back burner and focus more on trying to find deals because there is just this innate discomfort that we have in trying to raise private money. So many of us have been raised that you don't talk about money at all. A lot of us have a really poor level of financial intelligence and a pretty low financial IQ, not for any fault of our own, just because, you know, where do you really get the opportunity to get in front of wealthy people that teach you how money actually works? So many of us have just been programmed by our parents who, in a lot of cases, probably didn't have the greatest money habits themselves, right? So when we were first raising capital for our syndications, you know, I had mentioned I started out doing fix and flip. So I had some private investor relationships just from borrowing private money for fix and flips, you know, but those relationships just kind of, I don't want to say dumb luck is what brought them, but just talking to a lot of people, talking to people about what I did and just kind of going to a lot of networking events was really the way that those relationships had materialized. You know, we didn't really have a system for developing and attracting private capital. You know, we were doing the shaking hands and kissing babies approach. So we were going to meetups. I started to run my own meetup here in Charlotte, multifamily investing meetup group. I would go to other meetups. I would talk about what I was doing. I was trying to put out content on a kind of as regular of a basis as I could, but I struggled a lot with like, what the hell do I even say? You know, it just was a very strange idea initially. We realized that, you know, this is okay. And we'll gradually add people here and there, onesie twosie to our pipeline. But it's always going to be a challenge to raise capital for deals, especially for bigger deals, if we don't figure this money raising stuff out. So we wanted to go from a, you know, kissing, you know, shaking hands and kissing babies approach, kind of random willy-nilly to more of a systemized approach that would make us essentially a private investor magnet and attract people to us and build out an internal process that would help take those people through a predetermined sales funnel that did not require me to send off individual emails and do it all manual, which is exactly how we were doing it initially, which doesn't sound like that big of a deal, but can become very cumbersome. And, you know, the typical entrepreneur is kind of scatterbrained, right? Like we always have a zillion different ideas and we're coming up with creative ways of solving bigger problems. And so I would talk to somebody and then 2 minutes later, something would pop up in my wholesaling business. And then I would forget to get that person added into the CRM. And then it would like 3 weeks would go by. And then I basically almost lost that person just because I didn't follow up on the conversation. Right.
Right.
We invested some money, did some work, did some studying about like, how do we do this? And so the first thing that we realized is that we really did not have a avatar for our ideal investor. Now, for those of your listeners that don't know what an avatar is, like, I'm not talking about the movie.
No blue people.
It's your perfect and your ideal customer or target audience, right? It's a marketing term. Before, our avatar was people with money that want to invest in my deals. Like, that was the only criteria. First and foremost, we had to get really crystal clear on who we wanted to talk to and who our audience was. So I really am the brand marketing investor relations person in my business, in my team. And so I mentioned that I'm an entrepreneur first and a real estate investor second. My avatar became successful entrepreneurs who are looking for passive income and investment opportunities outside of just the traditional stock market investment. Because that's me, and I can speak to that person and I can talk to that individual. I've built a business. I know what the challenges are, right? So it's very easy for me to speak to that person's dreams, address their false beliefs, address their fears, and help provide them with a solution that will ultimately benefit them and their lives.
Sure.
So that became really, really important. And so you mentioned Three Oaks Management. We're actually in the process of completely rebranding ourselves. So Three Oaks Management is, what do we do? If you hear that name, Three Oaks Management, are we a property manager? What do we manage? And so we're going to be rebranding, which I think fits our avatar a little bit better. And I'm now beginning to put out a lot more regular and consistent content. And it's a lot easier for me to put that content out because I'm crystal clear on who I'm talking to. Part of the challenge before was I didn't even know who I was talking to. So my message was never consistent. It's made this whole process a lot easier. We're about to launch this program, our new brand, and then I'll be putting out way more consistent content. But another important step in that process, which really kind of helped me wrap my head around what I needed to do, was to really kind of put down on paper what my schedule was going to be for content. So my goal now moving forward is that I'll be putting out content every day on Facebook and Instagram. Those are my initial two channels. I already had a bit of a presence. I was already doing stuff there. I'm going to be putting out a blog or a video log. So there's going to be one of those a week that comes out. I wouldn't even Cody have known where to put it before. So now it's like, I've got it set. I know where everything is going. The goal is to essentially kind of tease what those bigger pieces of content are on my social channels to drive traffic to our website, to get people to sign up, to then get them into our funnel, and then a whole series of email communications that are designed to move people down the funnel from just going in to knowing a little bit more about us, booking a phone call with me for me to understand their goals and determine if we're a good fit or not, qualifying that individual, we're SEC compliant, right? So we've got to make sure that we are checking the boxes that the SEC sets forth. And so I'm super excited about this because there's so much more clarity for me in what I need to do. And now I can just jump into execution mode.
I love the idea of a funnel. I too have a B2B background. I think we talked about it last time. And I love the idea of honing in on your process and getting a funnel. I think so many times we get in this mindset, for those of us that are just getting started, we don't have a defined process. So we're doing all the things when it pops up, this email, this notification, whatever it is, dedicating the time and understanding that often we need to actually sit down and think through what our process needs to be. And that is as valuable or more valuable than the executables because if we don't have that process to execute, we will find ourselves missing opportunities, forgetting to do things, missing deadlines, which ultimately just put us further down the road from where we want to be, or delaying us to getting to where we want to be. So I love that. I love that idea. I'm so happy you brought that to our attention. I'm excited to hear about the brand change and the upcoming things from you guys. I know y'all have put out a lot of good stuff, so I'm very excited to see that. For those that maybe want to find you, see where the new content's coming from, connect with you, maybe even ask questions, Adam, where's the best place for folks to find you at?
Definitely Instagram. Instagram doesn't have a limit on the number of people that you can connect with. So Instagram is a big focus for me now. It's at realestateadam7 is my handle there.
Perfect. Well, Adam, I can't thank you enough for the time and all the knowledge and experience you gave us today. I really, really appreciate it, sir.
Absolutely. Cody, thanks so much for having me. I hope your audience gets a lot out of it.
I know that speaking for them, I know they will. I appreciate it, Adam.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast with Cody Lewis. Be sure to subscribe today on your favorite podcasting platform so you can catch every episode of the Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast.